2002年5月9号，赵明挚友和都柏林三圣大学研究生会举办了一场欢迎赵明归来的招待会。赵明于1999年3月来到三圣大学攻读硕士学位。他于1999年12月份圣诞放假期间回中国，然而却因为修炼法轮功而被拘捕。在那里，他被非法关押了22个月，而且经受了非人的折磨，诸如洗脑、残暴系统的酷刑折磨以及艰苦的体力劳动等。在赵明挚友、三圣大学、爱尔兰政府、大赦国际人权组织、欧共体及欧洲议会、联合国人权机构以及无数善良的人们的帮助下，赵明结束了他的苦难，并于2002年3月返回爱尔兰继续他的学业。
First thing I'd like to say is what a real pleasure it is to see Ming here back with us in the flesh after all his hardships and ordeals.
I think it's brilliant that Ming has been released, but I also think we have to not forget that there are so many other people who are still suffering. Why should people be so afraid of people's right to practice their beliefs? It's nothing dangerous, it's nothing threatening. It's basically trying to prove that there is a better way of life and a much more peaceful way of life. And I think for the Chinese, they should remember this. And I also think that within the European Parliament, and many people right across the political spectrum have actually raised the issue of not just of Ming's situation, but of the situation for those who are practicing Falun Gong. And I think that we have to keep up the struggle for all the other people who are still suffering.
一些爱尔兰的议员、欧洲议会议员、人权机构人士参加了招待会，并做了发言。
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm really glad to be with so many good friends. After going through all those sufferings in the last 2 years in China, I have got to know more about the true values of freedom, friendship, and love.There are simply too many people that I need to thank to. Firstly, I want to thank the friends of Zhao Ming and GSU of Trinity College, who have been taking an active role in organizing campaigns and appeals to restore my innocence and help to free me out of the Chinese labor camp successfully. The mankind needs truthfulness, benevolence, forbearance, and the world needs truthfulness,
很多人都为赵明重获自由深深受到启发，而且认为赵明获释并不是赵明挚友的结束，相反，他仅仅是为了营救更多在中国受迫害的法轮功学员的一个开始。大家一致同意将赵明挚友改名为法轮功挚友，为帮助在中国受难的法轮功学员继续做努力。